Win 98.5 Homegrown. Hey, it's Kim Brixton. Thanks for listening. In the studio with me is Caitlin Rose, grew up in Delton, calls Kalamazoo home. And one of the best descriptions that I found that someone described about your music is that it's good medicine.
That's so nice.
So what does it mean to you with your music? How does it make you feel?
Music is therapy for me. I feel like all the songwriting that I do, it comes from a very personal place, and it's a very therapeutic way for me to get out my feelings, because I'm a very smiley, bubbly person, and my music is not. My music kind of gets out the other feelings that I have.
So your artistry is combined with not only songwriting, but you sing and you play guitar and you combine all those. How does the process work with doing all three? And could you do any single one by itself?
I sang choir in high school and I was in an a cappella group. So yeah, I'm used to singing by myself without guitar. Sometimes I'll still surprise people and throw out an a cappella song in a set. But all three, I guess, I've always been writing, playing, and singing since I started about 12 years ago. And it's a process of just slowly getting better and evolving, both in my style and my strength of songwriting, I think, and playing. There's some definite improvements in my technique over the years.
Well, it sounds good. You've been playing at Louis and Kalamazoo. Do you know Frankie Ballard?
I do.
Okay, so he was basically a resident musician there.
Yeah.
So what would your experience playing at Louis? Does that help you hone your skills?
Oh, definitely. But back when Frankie was playing, I was waitressing and bartending, and it was just this little spot up by the door. And they still do that sometimes. But his shows were right there, right beside the front door when you walked in this little spot. And it helps you hone your skills for sure, because there's a big TV right above, and I used to play both with him and by myself there in that same spot. And it was hard. It was kind of a tough crowd.
Well, you know, our audience is quite the opposite. They're pretty easygoing. But then again, we can't see them right now. But seriously, your first country song that you wrote is called The Drifter. Is it pretty self-explanatory?
Pretty self-explanatory. I wrote it when I moved back from Washington, when I lived there for just a few years. And it's about trying to find your place in the world.
It's The Drifter from Caitlin Rose on Homegrown on Win 98.5.
Sweet journey when you don't
mini studio audience here. We're all applauding. Woo! Nice.
Thank you.
You write, you play, you perform. Where have you performed other than Louis?
Old Dog is a venue that I have played at many times. And actually, before it was Old Dog, when it was Craft Brow, I played the open mic there a lot. I ran the open mic for a short time when I was 18, which is just wild. I was so young. But those are the two places I really volley back and forth between in Kalamazoo. I think I'm going to be playing at the Arcadia Creek Festival site, which I'm very excited about. And then the Union. I'm going to be playing at the Union in October also.
So you have to come to Battle Creek.
Yeah, I do.
We should make that happen.
I would love that.
So Caitlin's doing two originals for us tonight. The second song is called Middle of Nowhere. Could you give us a little explanation of the song?
There was a picture of my father's on the wall in the house that I grew up in that starts out the scene of this song. And I used to stare at that picture for hours. And I don't know why. It was just so, it captivated me. And it was this picture of a woman on a farm. And it's just of her back. And she's walking towards this barn, and I described that in the beginning of the song, but I could just imagine that being me. I didn't know what my life was going to look like or if I'd ever live on a farm, but I just knew I could be that girl going to work on the farm every day with the dogs and horses. And
nice.
It was a dream.
Mm-hmm. So Middle of Nowhere. It's an original song by Caitlin Rowe. She's here on Homegrown on Win 98.5. Homegrown on Win 98.5 and Caitlin Rose with Middle of Nowhere. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Look into the crystal ball.
Oh, gosh. In 5 years, let's see, a dream of mine would be to be opening for someone at the State Theater.
Oh, just opening? Not...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's, you know, in small increments. You know, if I can play at Arcadia Creek this year, maybe if I could open at Bell's next year, play a couple festivals.
Well, you're just delightful. How would you describe your music?
I usually say it's folk music, but some people call it Americana. Mm-hmm. Some people say roots. Some people say indie folk. I think it's
indie folk.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think it's soulful folk music.
You're well-rounded. You obviously can do it all. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know, or anybody else who's listening to know about you?
Yeah, I haven't recorded an album in quite a while, so I'm starting to work on that right now. Over this fall, the winter, and the spring, maybe late spring or early summer, I hope to have a new album out.
You also have a YouTube, what is it, a YouTube channel, or you have a cluster of YouTube videos?
I do.
And you can find that under Caitlin Rose Music?
Caitlin Rose Music, yep. And Facebook is the same. It's all Caitlin Rose Music, Facebook and YouTube. That's how you can find me, Caitlin Rose Music.
That'll do it for Homegrown on Win 98.5. Thanks, Caitlin Rose.
Yep, thank you so much.